This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for June 16th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported no new cases of COVID-19 yesterday after an upswing in cases was reported over the weekend with 12 new positive tests. Right now, there are 42 test results pending. Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been a total of 439 cases in Jefferson County. As always, you can get the most up-to-date numbers on the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Facebook page. Despite the low case count right now, the Public Health Department's masking mandate is still in effect until June 30th. You must wear a mask indoors in public spaces, including in businesses and other publicly accessible indoor locations. The City of Port Townsend is set to receive $2.7 million in federal funding as a result of the American Rescue Plan Act. City Manager John Morrow said at Monday night's City Council meeting that city staff was unsure of exactly how much money Port Townsend would be awarded from the American Rescue Plan Act. But on June 7th, the Washington State Office of Financial Management sent a letter to the city outlining the process for accepting and receiving the funds and solidifying the fact that Port Townsend will receive $2.7 million. The city must return the required paperwork to the Office of Financial Management by June 18th and then will be awarded half of the funds by June 27th. The second half of the funds will be received next year. The City Council unanimously approved a resolution on Monday night authorizing City Manager Morrow to respond to the Office of Financial Management and accept the money. American Rescue Act funds must be used before December 31st, 2024, and the money can only be used for specific things. There are four categories of eligible uses: responding to the economic impacts of COVID-19, providing premium pay for essential work during the pandemic, paying for government services related to the health emergency, or making investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. Morrow explained that the funding will make a demonstrable difference in the revenue shortage the city had last year as a result of the pandemic. He also said that the city will schedule a workshop in the coming months for City Council to discuss priorities for using the funding. On July 17th, all six Port Townsend City Council candidates will be participating in a workshop to discuss the housing crisis in Port Townsend. Council candidate Tyler Vega advertised on his Facebook page that the event will take place at 3 p.m. on July 17th at the Cotton Building, downtown Port Townsend. The council candidates will be joined by members of the local nonprofit sector, and the event will be moderated by the Housing Solutions Network. Vega, who is running for Pam Adams' seat on the city council, invited members of the public to come to the table on this topic, saying that we as a community have the leadership, organization, and the resources to activate solutions for the housing crisis. Candidate Ben Thomas, who is running for Michelle Sandoval's seat on the council, commented on Vega's post saying that he thinks the issue of housing underpins every other issue in town. Without affordable housing, he said, we are a shell of a community. The other candidates who Vega said will also be participating in this event are Libby Erner-Winstrom and Sky Hardesty-Thompson, who are running against Vega for position 5, Cameron Jones, who's running against Thomas for position 1, and Aislinn DeMonte, running unopposed for position 2, which is Ariel Spezer's seat. You may have noticed some new sculptures up around town. The white, wooden, geometric sculptures downtown, uptown, and near Fort Worden are the new waymarkers for the city's creative district. Created by local artist Jonah Trobel out of reclaimed fur from 100-year-old materials, the sculptures mark the location of the creative district, which encompasses the downtown and uptown historic districts and the historic campus of Fort Worden. The city was designated a creative district by the Washington State Arts Commission last May. The designation provides resources, grant opportunities, technical assistance, training and networking, and tracks each community's creative economy progress. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.